This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for July the 15th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 23 to 25. It says there, "For you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and enduring Word of God. For all people are like grass, and all their glory is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of the Lord endures forever." End of quote. And it says, this is the word that was preached to you. One of the benefits of the salvation that God planned eternally, implemented and perfected by the Son of God, Jesus Christ, and illuminated and convinced by the work of the Holy Spirit, is your new birth into God's family. Jesus said to Nicodemus, who came to talk to Jesus, this cardinal statement. Jesus said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." End of quote. In short, to become a member of God's household and all great blessings he has in store for you, you must be born again. Nicodemus asked this question to Jesus, "How can a man be born again when he is old? He cannot enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born, can he?" End of quote. It's a very good question, right? Jesus said to him, "Do not be amazed that I said to you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but do not know where it comes from and where it is going. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit." John chapter 3. You see, the new birth or birthing into God's household or kingdom as his child is a mystery. You cannot see it is happening like you see the birth of a newborn in physical terms. Like you won't know where the wind comes from, where it goes. Only you hear the sound of it and do not really know how it all happens. Our today's insight says that rebirth happens not of perishable seed, but it is the result of an imperishable seed. A perishable seed gives birth, as we know, in the agricultural world. However, an imperishable seed gives birth to you, allowing you to born again into God's family as his child. And what is that imperishable seed? Our passage says, the imperishable seed is the living and enduring Word of God. It continues to say that all people are like grass, and all their glory is like the flowers of the field. What happens to grass and the flowers? It sprouts gloriously and then it dies out or falls off. The reason is that all people, grass and flowers, are born of perishable seed. And because it is born of perishable seed, it cannot live forever or endure for long. We know this truth these days because we get old and we get weak and one day we're going to die. It's the same thing with the grass and the flowers and all the things that we see around us. Beloved, however, when your rebirth happens, it is caused by the Word of God that lasts forever. In other words, the Word of God endures forever. It never dies out or falls off. Because God never dies and falls off, and his word never dies out or fall off. And our insight says you are born again into God's family by the word of God, which lasts forever and ever as God endures forever and ever. Then it says, this is the word that is preached to you. You see, when I talk to you now, God's salvation, it is the eternal, everlasting, ever-enduring word that you are listening or reading now. And it is the preaching of the eternal word or the gospel that comes to your ears right now. and the Holy Spirit calls you to accept the word because it is 100% true and powerful to save you forever by forgiving your sins and mistakes, cleansing and granting everlasting life in heaven with God. The word of the gospel is the good news. It is the good news that Jesus died, buried, and rose again victoriously for your sins. If you accept Him as your Savior, you will be forgiven, saved, granted eternal life. It is the word that is being preached to you. The word of the gospel is this: everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Romans 10:13. It does not matter who you are. You may be a reputable person or a nobody. With no partiality, God promises everyone who calls on Jesus Christ will be saved. Would you accept the eternal word of God that gives you new birth into God's family now? Pray with me. Father in heaven, I know my rebirth into your kingdom and entrance into heaven is caused by the imperishable and enduring word of God. I accept your word, the gospel, which is the good news that Jesus died for my sins, buried and rose again. I accept the offer of salvation by inviting Jesus into my life. I thank you for saving me now, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.